fire me. I quit.
Indeed.
I guess I'll fit in.
All right. Anyway.
Hey, everybody.
How's it going?
I'm Frank.
I'm Steve.
We're doing it backwards this time. Welcome back to Zotcast Reloaded. We're going to call this one Take Two. Because we recorded last night, or we thought we were recording last night. We had a great show. We did like an hour of audio. And then we found out that it hadn't saved any of it.
Yes.
So we're doing it again.
and we're doing it right this time.
Well, we're going to try anyway.
So we're going to start off with a segment that I like to call Craigslist Sadness.
Craigslist Sadness.
Stop it.
Just trying it out.
Oh, okay.
Look how the credit song worked out. That was completely improv.
It was pretty awesome.
It has become a big hit.
It has.
All the kids are talking about it.
They're like, hey, you heard about that credit song? And they're like, yes, I love it. I love it.
It kicks ass, man.
I use it in everything.
I know, it's perfect.
So,
nobody ever wrote a better song about crediting things.
We should make an intro song eventually.
We don't need one. Because the credit song says it all.
Alright, so I'll go first in Craigslist Sadness.
Okay, you go first, and then I'll go second. You know, next time we should do it from like somewhere else.
Yeah.
Just to mix it up, you know?
Mm-hmm. We can probably, yeah, we'll do that.
So we can like, we can both like pick a different state and just
compare messed up people.
Look for the best of the worst.
So here it is, under Strictly Platonic in the All Personal section. I want a friend plus, women for men, 34, Seacoast. Wow, that's very specific. Mm. Here we go. And there are no capitalizations in here whatsoever. They never bothered to press the shift button.
Yep.
I wasn't sure where to post this, because I'd like a friend, someone I could be silly with and have decent conversations, but I'd also like that friend to be a somewhat reliable overnighter. I haven't had sex in a while, and I miss it, but I really only enjoy it when it comes with the sensual, tender attention to body and mind. See, I like how they go from, like, fucking 0 to 60.
Yeah.
Right here. You know, being like, I want a friend. You know, I haven't had sex in so long. Like,
let's just do this.
Yeah.
You be my friend. Will you nail me? Okay, let's do this.
Because apparently we are redefining the term friendship these days.
Yeah.
Here's this last segment. I want to be held and touched by someone I can laugh with, who's chill, kind, and funny. Someone I can trust to let me be me without having expectations, and who would let me return the favor.
Get an ugly dog. Laughing at it all the time. And it'll love you no matter what.
And I feel so bad for this woman. Well, sort of, because think about this. She's 34, according to the stats here. Body, heavy. 5'1". Status, single. Well, I certainly fucking hope so.
Yeah.
But do you know how...
it's kind of implied by everything she's talking about there.
Yeah. And I feel bad that she has to... Maybe she feels like, you know, because she's a big person, she's like, well, I have to turn to the internet to get my love because it's not happening when people can't see me.
Well, it takes all kinds, you know.
What was it? Different strokes to move the world.
Yeah, that too.
What do you have, man?
Okay. I have one here in Misconnections, and this guy has apparently really missed this connection. It's titled, We Met in 1995, Man for Woman, Charlestown. This guy.
This
fucking guy.
I knew you were going to do that.
He's unfucking believable. No, this guy, he gives us nothing to work on. I know it a long shot. But I travel from Maine to meet you a few times. The person this is for will know who they are, or I hope so anyway. Would love to catch up, put something I would know in the subject line. Holy shit, dude.
Dude,
you are going to get 100,000 completely confused replies, wondering who the fuck you are, and if you are this person they're thinking of. Maybe. The odds of you like finding the actual person you're looking for out of so little to go on. It's like, why even bother posting this?
You should probably reply to him and be like, you love mac and cheese. Like, just write that.
Just something completely... You sleep 8 hours a night.
Be like, oh my god.
Well, it was pretty normal when it came to that. You once punched a hole through a cow to see who was coming up the road. No? Okay, so you're not Bill Brasky. Seriously, dude, what the hell were you expecting? I mean, he knew it a long shot, but still.
Just quickly, like, going back to what I was saying before, I didn't mean to make it sound as if I were bashing the woman here for her
dude,
body size.
We're already way too far gone to take anything back at this point.
I'm just saying, I'm not being sizist because I'm the authority. Like, I'm 300-something pounds. Yes, sizist. I can make fun of us fat people because I am fat. I know what it's like. We turn to the internet because we are shunned in person.
Oh boy, here we go.
Da-na-na-na.
Nobody knows the sorrows I see. On to the next thing.
Okay.
Jeez.
This, you know, I think I'm going to save this one for last. Okay, I'm going here to Women for Men. Under the All Personals subcategory Missed Connections. Hey, Zombie Killer? With a question mark as the subject line. From Derry. Here we go. Oh, my God.
Is there something we should know?
Are you still looking for me? Because I will always be looking for you. Capital A and always. Lowercase B. Always.
Always.
Message me. Tell me who I am. And if you'll love me forever.
What the fuck?
That is it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. Random capitalizing of, like, letters that really don't need to be capitalized.
Oh, jeez. It's my immortal again. The taste is back.
Dumbledore cries wisely.
Jeez. Alright, I guess it's my turn again.
MCR rules! 111666.
Okay. Another one from Miss Connections. This is so classy. Unemployment Office, Portsmouth. Man for Woman, 45. You certainly caught my eye today. I was sitting at table, awaiting my meeting. You had on a black skirt suit with short hair. I smiled and you returned the smile. This was today, Monday, 8/25, at approximately 11 a.m. Maybe we can grab a coffee or chat since we both have some free time on our hands. You look beautiful, BTW.
There you go. Lay it on thick, buddy.
It's like, well, we both have some free time here, so yeah, we know why we're here. There's no need to be coy. We're both a couple of bums.
This is great.
Oh, boy.
All right, here we go. Last one for me. Apparently, this is a response post, but I think just listening to it without any context is hilarious.
Okay.
All right. R.E. Vanilla Ass Crack?
What?
Yeah. It's a question. R.E. Vanilla Ass Crack?
Oh, boy.
58 Loserville. This is under Rants and Raves in the All Personal section of Craigslist, New Hampshire. Who in hell do you think you are? You get on here and insult Craigslist by calling it the underbelly of online dating. And by doing so, you insult every man who reads your post. You must be the village idiot where you are from. In fact, I believe you are the village idiot ever you go. If you marinate yourself in vanilla extract, you still won't make yourself any more appealing. No one on Craigslist is interested in you. There have been posts from men saying that you are nasty, caps. I agree with them. In fact, I have been flagging your posts. That's right. In reply to a recent post, Sexy BBW, from Gilmanton, Tilton, she changes where she is from. Guys, this is another piece of work. Let me make myself perfectly clear. I am not bashing BBWS, Big Beautiful Women's. I always No, I enjoy women of all sizes, shapes, personalities, etc. What I don't like, caps, is sneaky, deceitful, lying, my precious. Dishonest.
Either, dude.
Sneaky. Okay. Dishonest. People who play silly, childish games. Here we go.
Yeah, you're not allowed to rent here anymore.
Well, we're coming on the home stretch. Here we go.
Okay.
Quote, unquote.
We're doing it.
Quote, vanilla ass crack, end quote, claims to be, quote, Christian, quote.
Well,
what a joke, caps.
Well.
Yep. And I quote this quote, quote.
Well.
I replied to her post once, and she was anything but Christian. She was very nasty, caps, yeah. To me. Does vanilla ass crack sound Christian to you? Honestly, I don't know any decent guy can take these two women seriously. There are two women, what? The sad part is that there are plenty more like them on Craigslist. But it was just like, I didn't even finish reading the entire post, I just read like the first sentence. I'm like, I gotta read this. But it's just so hilarious, man.
You just found this whole diatribe.
This guy, this 58-year-old just calling out some random vanilla ass crack women, I don't know.
Deep Craigslist politics going on.
there are politics for anything, man. I mean,
oh, sure.
Once people just like, let's start commentating, let's start commentating and analyzing sports. It's like, really? Now let's go and analyze this guy's freaking stroke with a 9-iron. What?
Everything turns into politics eventually.
It's like,
just no getting away from it.
Why can't stuff just be stuff?
Yep.
Nope. Everything has
to be things.
Yeah. Hey, remember those two guys making a podcast, making fun of Craigslist? Well, this is what I think what's going on in their heads. You see, you got this. Before you know it, there's going to be analysts on commentators on reviewers. Like, what?
Oh, boy. Please don't let it come to that.
Anyway, what do you have, Frank?
Okay, so I saved my best for last here. This was in Lost and Found. Found Rooster, Hall Road. On Sunday, the 17th, a rooster showed up in my yard. He has been hanging around ever since. He sleeps in a tree at night. I have tried to locate its owner with no success. See the attached photo. Please call if you might know who the owner is. Or, if you are interested in having a rooster, he is available for free.
Might as well. It's not in his hands, man. I mean, it's not his responsibility.
Yeah, it's like, fuck it. If I can find the owner, great. If not, somebody come and take this damn thing.
Hey, I recognize that rooster anywhere. I know that beak.
Well, that was Craigslist sadness, everybody. Because we all sometimes we just need a little reminder of how well off we really are compared to other people.
Yes.
It's just nice to take a moment to put things in perspective. It's like, at least I'm not posting shit like this on Craigslist.
And how? There are times when I just want to reply just to fuck with people.
Moving on to new business.
We're going to take a break before we do that, though, Frank.
Yes, let's take a drink break here.
We're going to take a drink break. You guys listen to some music.
Here's some music. It's going to sound like stuff.
Slip and fall into an abandoned home, and you wonder, did I choose to take this fall, or was it accidental? No matter, I'm here, I gotta find a way. I don't wanna stay. Take a train, $1.50, I'm 2 cents short from freedom. Is it all in the mind? Did I fall, or is my brain blind? I don't see. I don't see. Struggling faithfully, is it worth it? I want it to be. And I'll keep questioning till I see the bright light with all the answers. And am I cold, or is that a bunch of crap, an emotional trap? The tap keeps dripping, the faith is being washed away down the forever drain. Is it all in the mind? Did I fall, or is my brain blind? I don't see.
Are we back?
Possibly.
I hope we're back. I hope we're still recording.
Yes, we are still recording, thank goodness.
Good.
I didn't want to mess with it.
Yeah. So, recently we finished recording Return of the Rant, Rant of the Rings Part 3.
Yes. I'm chipping away at it.
Yep, it's finally done.
It's 2.5 hours of raw footage.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's like he commentated on every single frame.
And in the end, I finally realized, you know, obviously, hindsight's 2020. It's finally all done. It's a few days later. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's not just the points that I spoke about. It's everything. Peter Jackson changed everything. And for the first time, I was finally able to really articulate a solid reason why I'm so disgusted by Peter Jackson. And realizing this has kind of invalidated all three of the episodes that we recorded for this, because it's not anything you could narrow down as things he changed. He changed everything. Tolkien is not good enough for Peter Jackson. This arrogant bastard thinks he's a better writer. And so he changed everything. He reworked the entire story from beginning to end. There was not one scene that could remain faithful to the book without being altered in some way. So this is why Peter Jackson is unforgivable. He believes himself to be a better writer than Tolkien. And he took it upon himself to change everything. Not just a few things to adapt it to a movie and achieve a successful flow in the story. Mm-hmm. He changed everything. So,
that was,
again, this completely invalidates the analysis that we've done, because
it's everything.
Yeah. It's just everything.
And we could have just summed it up.
Trying to categorize all the changes is futile, because it's everything from beginning to end.
And when Frank and I talked about it last time, he's like, I wasted all that time ranting and bitching,
mm-hmm.
13 years of bitching at Peter Jackson, when all I had to do was just sum it up in two sentences.
He changed everything because he thinks he's better than Tolkien.
And then I reassured Frank. I said, Frank, no, listen, hold on. You wouldn't have come to that conclusion if you haven't done all the work.
Yeah, I had to go through the journey before I could finally see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's just the fact that seeing the light kind of made the whole journey pointless. It's like, I guess that was easier than I thought.
This goes straight into Frank's rant against Michael Bay.
From what I've heard about the new Ninja Turtles, which, by the way, I'm never going to watch, this is like some of the laziest, most convenient story writing ever. Like, apparently the turtles were April's pets when she was a little girl, and her father worked at the plant that was making the ooze, and for some reason they decided to test the ooze on her turtles.
Just out of nowhere, be like, hey April, I'm gonna take your turtles and we're just gonna, you know, we're just gonna play with them for a while.
And then somehow they end up in the sewers, and then it cuts to today. And the reason they do this is to spare themselves the trouble of writing in any dialogue or story elements that are establishing their friendship and relationship because, oh, well, we used to know each other long ago, so, okay, we're just cool now.
Wow.
There's a lot of shit like that in the movie, apparently.
Where they just gloss over the like important story elements?
It's just a dumb action movie like everything else. Mm-hmm. That Michael Bay has his name attached to.
Like, I haven't seen it, but I wanted to see it, but now I'm kind of, I don't know, I have to see it just so that way I could have so that way I have a basis of being like, alright, I've seen it, so I could actually form an opinion, and I could validate my opinion just because I've watched it. I'm not saying that your opinion isn't validated, Frank.
I know, but
I need to play devil's advocate on this.
If you must, but all you gotta do is look at it and see what they've done to them to know that nothing good can come of this. They don't look like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They look like fucking Hulk babies.
There you go, Hulk babies. I actually mentioned that before. Aren't they like, they're like kids hulked out?
Oh, they look horrible. They look absolutely shit. And I don't even care at that point. They're like completely bulletproof. You know, there goes any danger they might be in. That goes any tension the audience might feel, might care that the heroes might actually get hurt. No, they're just bulletproof, so it's good. These are not Ninja Turtles, they're monsters.
At that point, you would think that the only thing that could hurt them is themselves.
Maybe. Yeah, the Foot Clan aren't ninjas anymore, they're just guys with guns. And since the turtles are bulletproof, that invalidates them. This is what movies have been reduced to. Shit.
I mean, would you expect, though, for the turtles today to be animatronic, like, rubber suits?
No, but fucking everything else is CG. Just have CG that looks like the classic Turtles. I mean, if the friggin' live-action Turtles looked good for the time, you could buy into the fact that these were 6-foot Turtles, at least in the first movie. It just kept getting lazier in the sequels until they went CG.
Splinter kept looking more animatronic as the movies went along.
I could not believe how cheap they got with Splinter. In the third movie, you never see him below the waist. It's like they didn't even bother finishing his puppet.
They should just use the original one.
Yeah, really. But no, they just built this new piece of shit that was only work from the waist up and didn't even work that good.
Ah, man. And this ties into, you were talking about how you hated Godzilla. On the website, folks, if you haven't seen already, Frank has posted at least 2 guilty pleasures about Godzilla.
Yeah, I did a singular review on Godzilla Final Wars, and then I did an essay discussing the evolution of the Godzilla series in the movies and how the series was basically relaunched 3 different times.
Mm-hmm. So Frank is a legitimate Godzilla fan.
Yes, I own all the movies. I've seen them all many times. I love Godzilla movies. They're so much fun. But the new Godzilla, I wanted to like it so much. And there are still parts of it I like. But it's such a cock tease for the audience. Because you wait so long to finally see Godzilla, and then anytime he starts doing anything, the movie cuts away to the human characters. And you don't give a shit about the human characters once Bryan Cranston dies 15 minutes into the movie. He's the most interesting character of all. The rest of the movie is followed by Bryan Cranston's son, the kid who was kick-ass, and he's completely boring. And again, you're following this chucklehead through the whole movie, and you hardly ever see Godzilla. Every time Godzilla comes out and he's gonna start doing something badass, the movie cuts away again. And after the second or third time, I saw this in the theater with Ray. Mm-hmm. And he was actually sitting there laughing at me, getting angry at the movie. By the third time this happened, I'm like, oh, come on! Like, just completely out loud in the theater.
I remember. He's a super fanboy.
But it just kept doing this throughout the whole movie, and it was getting frustrating. And it's not until the finally end, like, finally, at the end, when it pays off, see Godzilla fighting these 2 monsters, and the action is actually on them fighting, which is all we ever wanted for the whole fucking movie.
Yeah.
And then it's over too quick, although Godzilla finishing off the second one by just breathing its atomic fire down its whole mouth. That was pretty fucking badass.
Yeah.
He just disintegrated the thing's whole body.
Yep. Like the entire body just like melted. He's holding the head.
Yeah. No, that was extremely satisfying, and I was cheering in the theater when that happened.
A lot of people were cheering when I went.
Like, yeah! Fuck him up!
I think that was a fairly decent payoff, except...
But again, it was too little and it was too late. And I can only hope that when the sequel comes out, they fix the character design, because I still think his head, it looks way too small on the rest of his body. And his face, he looks like a Rottweiler. He does. It looks like they stuck an undersized Rottweiler's head on Godzilla's body. His mouth is tiny. It's not terrifying when he roars at you. I'm not satisfied with the design. I like the way he moved. They got that down pretty well. The CG was impressive. The human drama was pointless. I mean, really, nothing that the human characters do matters at all. They're just scrambling around looking confused.
Well, okay, to play devil's advocate, I personally thought that the human story was okay. It was excessive, but it was... Like, if they reduced it, you know, most of it, it would have been fine.
They could have cut 3/4 of the human element of the story.
Because
it
think
wouldn't
about
have hurt the movie at all.
When we have Keiju, right, what if we were to actually have Keiju? I mean, what is the more interesting story? The way that humans are trying to survive in the wake of this kind of phenomena? Or
yeah, but it's the fact that it's such lazy writing. Kick-Ass is the only guy around who knows how to work the bomb. So he has to be involved in everything. It's like, yeah, the army only trains a handful of people to do stuff like this.
Yeah, I did kind of thought about that. I was like, shouldn't there be more people? Like, more... Like, there should be more... Like, armies, navies, we got the Air Force, the... you know, the Marines, we've got Coast Guards, you know, there are all these different factions.
What a coincidence that our hero just happens to be particularly skilled in dealing with old clockwork or atomic bombs.
Well, no, that makes sense, because his father was working at the atomic factory.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah. I'm just saying, what a coincidence that he's a specialist in this, and he's the only guy they've got who can do it. Come on.
You would think that the way that his father was obsessed as he was growing up, that he would, like, deter from that. You know, he'd be, like, breaking away, be like, I'm not going to specialize in this, because I saw how nuts it made my father. To be real, he wasn't that insane at all. He was just very paranoid and upset.
No, he was just driven, because, you know, he sent his wife down there, and she died, and he always felt guilty about that, and he wanted some answers.
Yeah, they were...
had every right to pursue those answers. That's what I'm saying, is, like, for the short amount of time that Bryan Cranston is in the movie, he's owning the movie. This is his show, and he's doing it well.
Yep, and then they had the balls to kill him off.
And then they just friggin' drop a crane on him, and he's dead. It's like, ladies and gentlemen, this ends the entertainment portion of tonight's movie.
Enjoy the cock tease thereafter.
Enjoy this Michael Bay-esque cock-sucking extravaganza.
So, for the most part, I really did enjoy the movie, even though, yes, the fight scenes and stuff could have been more elaborate.
It paid off, but... It paid off too little, too late.
So, Frank was telling me this is why he hates Michael Bay. Like, what was his reaction to his criticism?
Yeah, I saw a clip from a press conference. Many others probably already seen this as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where somebody was asking him how he feels about the fact that everybody hates his movies. And, like, all the critics are saying how stupid his movies are. And he's like, I don't care. They're still going to pay to see him. And I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Like, though, yeah, that may be true, he didn't have to point it out as his reason for being a dick.
No, it's like he feels justified in producing shit because he's getting paid, so who cares? Arrogant bastard.
It's one of the reasons why...
So
unless
now
somebody...
I've resolved to never give that man a penny of my money again. Mm-hmm. I will never buy any of his movies. I will never pay to see any of his movies. Fuck you, Michael Bay.
Hold on a second. Phone call. Yeah, it was an 800 number.
How dare they? We're working here, fuckers.
Can't they tell that we're important?
Yeah, we're doing important shit here.
So where were we? Yes. Fuck Michael Bay.
Yeah, Michael Bay is never going to see another penny of my money. Fuck that guy. Fuck you, arrogant bastard, son of a bitch.
That's why I decided never to go to the movie theaters.
Yeah.
Anymore. Like, I mean, well, I don't know. The movie would have to really pique my interest in order for me to go to the theaters now. Because I want to invest my money in something more tangible, like a DVD, you know. Mm-hmm. If it were to come out on DVD, or if I'm actually able to make a digital version of it. If I were to buy it off of iTunes or whatever sells it, you know, for as a digital copy, I will do that and be able to watch it. Or if it's on demand, like, there's a section on demand for same day as theaters, so the movie goes to the theaters, I can just watch it from home. Mm-hmm. You know, we're already paying for the service, and we're
theaters are really expensive anyway.
Yeah, and we pay for, like, what, half the cost of theaters to watch it at home.
Yeah.
Why?
And much more comfort.
Yes, exactly. Why do I want to go to a theater? Especially since I don't drive, so it's like I got to pay for gas for somebody to bring me.
Yeah. And ticket prices are way too expensive anyway.
Exactly. And then, oh, look at that, I'm thirsty and hungry. Can't bring my own stuff in the theater, not legally. So I have to go and spend three times the amount. You know, for
the concession stuff is grossly overpriced.
Frank, I really miss the days when movies were like $4 at the theater.
Yeah.
You know, it was like $4.45, $4.50, whatever.
And you didn't have to, like, watch commercials.
Yeah, now they have commercials in the theaters.
Yeah, we're paying them for the privilege of watching fucking ads. Ads keep getting longer and longer. One time, I forget what it was me and Ray had gone to see. It might have been Return of the King. No joke. 45 minutes of ads and trailers before the film finally started. Almost 45 minutes.
It's like, has the economy gone that bad where they have to milk...
No, it's not the economy. It's the fact that they're just that greedy. It's like, we're already paying these ticket prices to come and watch this movie, and now you're going to make us sit through ads?
So anyway, we're going to take another break since we've done the movie thing.
No, I think we pretty much covered everything, really. There is one more thing, yeah, so.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that shortly.
Yeah, we'll be back in a few minutes. Here's some more music.
Conversation. We arranged a day to meet for coffee or something. Instead, we hung out at my place. And I said, I like you. I like you. I like you. I like you. Stuff like that. gone. Na 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 na.
Put your hand in the man of the man who's still the water. Woo! Put your hand in the hand of the man who got the sea. Take a look at my nose and you. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Valley Lodge. Yeah.
Oh, I love that song.
I love that song.
So, Frank and I are planning a new YouTube series.
Yep. I'm going beyond writing reviews. I'm going to start doing an actual, you know, web show series of reviews, like all of my idols. And it's going to be called Frank's Low Budget Review Show.
Exactly as it says on the tin.
Yep. We are going to... I mean, there is going to be no budget on this fucking thing. We don't have the rights to use anything, so it's mostly just going to be me sitting there. I'm going to keep the video short, but it's just going to be me basically doing a video version of my guilty pleasure reviews. Just laying it out there, giving my quick impression, and starting out each episode with a short skit between me and Frank Bot 0.
So I'm calling him Frank Bot 0.
Yes. I'm making a robot costume out of cardboard that's going to be obviously made out of cardboard to look as cheap as possible.
With, like, sharpied in, like,
yes,
diodes and buttons.
Everything on it's going to be all just Sharpie drawn on it. The head is just going to be a box. I want to find a box that has a this end up on it so I can have it pointing down when I have it on my head. Yep, and he's going to talk like Ned from South Park. I tried to review this game for you, but I have no thumbs.
And you said that, like, you have, like, one little piece of tech on it.
I have this idea of, like, doing a short montage of me, like, as if I was actually building this thing myself. And so at one point, I'm thinking out loud that it's going to need some brains. So I just, you know, throw a cheap pocket calculator into an empty box, and I nod once, like, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that. And I go on to something else. That'll do it.
A pocket calculator. Oh,
yeah, just
man.
Toss it into a box, thunk, there. Now it has a brain.
I have an advanced calculator. I got, like, one of those Texas Instruments, but I think a pocket calculator, since it's, like, very basic.
Yes.
Because and FrankBot is supposed to be what, like, kind of just lazy?
Well, no, FrankBot is because I programmed it with my limited knowledge of robotics and science and things. The premise is I built this thing after Insano left because I needed an assistant to help me, like, keep me motivated to work on reviews. But it's made so cheap and so stupid that when I ask it for ideas, all it can really do is spew out different catchphrases and ad slogans. What do you think I should say about this movie? It's the other white meat.
Long story short, we got that going on, and then Frank and I had... Well, Frank and I did a short film back in 2010, which was the finale of Series 2.0, so that... was flagged for copyright in some countries. So now with YouTube's new algorithm, they're being more lenient, and I just won't have to, I just don't have to monetize my stuff, because they could just be picked up by any of the copyright owners. So what I did, after Frank and I decided, okay, well, we could change this about Zotlander, that's the name of it, Zotlander the Lamenting, that yep. I just re-edited it, and I uploaded it. And I think I'm going to do that with some of my older videos that have been taken down. I'm just going to edit them and then re-upload them.
What are we going to do with the Buckaroo Banzai?
I'm going to try to upload it and see what comes of it.
All right, good luck.
Yeah, I shouldn't get any copyright strikes as long as, like, if it's... Because it really is up to the owners of Buckaroo Banzai. They'd be like, okay, well, let's just monetize the content so we'll just get revenue from the views kind of thing. They could do that, or they could just flag it, and then I just get flagged, you know? Because they could be nice and just keep it up and then just claim it as their own. Or they can be dicks and just say, yeah, no. No.
I bet they're going to be dicks.
Well, we'll see.
You can never trust the man.
I think
you
we
still
found
have
our
other
limit.
Shit to edit too. So.
Yes. Yeah. I think we found our limit, Frank.
Yep. We found a happy balance. Keep it to about an hour.
Yes. Even less.
All right. So thanks for listening, everybody. Stay tuned for future updates and things because I still have to actually start building the robot suit itself.
Yes.
We need to have that ready by this fall.
And then we need to get together, and then we're going to film, like, pretty much the entire first series in an afternoon.
Yeah, because, like I said, they're going to be short, and it's going to be pretty easy to edit this stuff together.
Yeah, Frank already has the scripts written. They're pretty much just transcribed from his Guilty Pleasures of Bad Movies
series.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm going to flesh them out a little bit. It'll be easier to do that when I'm actually saying it out loud as opposed to trying to write it and make it sound interesting. So, there'll be a little more to it than that.
We got this in the bag, yo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's going to be sweet. Yep. I'm going to be a video reviewer, just like Spoonie.
Thank you guys for listening. I'm Steve.
I'm Frank. And we're doing it.
Not really, dude. I mean, you can do it. I'll just stay right over here.
Fine, I'm doing it.
And I'll watch.
Ew, pervert.
So, Frank, do you really want to take a drink break?
No. We're good to keep going.
I gotta pee again.
Damn it, dude. Alright, go do your thing.
Alright, I'm peeing.
Alright. Is this still recording?
Yep.
Okay, maybe I'll...
Perfect, yeah, hold on.
Here we go. He left me unsupervised with it recording again. Ah, yes. Welcome to Mystery Science Music Hour. I'm Cherokee Jeff, Worldwide Incorporated. Ah. Do you like my sexy new radio voice? It happened last night. All of a sudden, I went from 12-year-old boy genius to 12-year-old super DJ. The power of Perkins. Yes, the Perkins family DNA finally kicked into overdrive. And now, I am a super powerful radio voice. Prepare to broadcast the airwaves and things.
Ah. Alright, I'm back.
Okay.
What were you saying?
Nothing.
Okay.
Why do you assume I was saying something? You're paranoid.
No, I am. I mean,
maybe you're crazy too. You could be going crazy with insanity. It happens.
I don't want to go crazy with insanity.
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, there's just no getting around these things.
All right.
It's your time. You go crazy, and that's it. We're done.
It's time to go crazy now. Da-da-da, boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, yeah. Do. See, that's pretty crazy, man. It's all around.
Okay. So we're back.
We're back.